anybody's listening.
Larry, and 4, TLP.
TLP, KC4SKD here. I just got some food and headed home. I want to go home and just relax a little bit, if it's possible.
Yeah, well, I'm picking up something. The wife did a store pickup at Target, so I had to come by and get that. I'm trying to get everything so when I get home, I can just sit down.
Yes. One thing I got to do this evening, I got to test our smoke detectors that's connected to the alarm system, because I've been told that they may not be working. And if they're not working, I got to call them and see if we can get that fixed.
I heard that.
Concerns me, though, the fact that the thing is 16 years old, and they might come up and say, well, we don't have that part anymore. You'll have to buy a new alarm system. And at that point, I don't know what I'll do. I guess start shopping for a cheaper, better deal.
Who put your system in?
Priority One.
Yeah, ironically, we deliver for them, but yeah, I use CPI. But it's because my oldest son works for them.
Anyhow, so, yeah, I got to do that. I'm going to try to do it tonight so I can call them tomorrow. And that to do, I got some paperwork. I got to start working on income taxes. And, you know, it never stops. There's always something to do.
Well, I appreciate you reminding me of all the stuff I hadn't done either.
I got to help my mom do her income taxes. I got to start doing that because we just put her in assisted living and things are a little bit in turmoil right now, so I got to make sure hers gets done.
Yeah, I did my youngest daughter's because she, of course, needs the money right away. I usually do my own because of all the business stuff. I got somebody that does mine.
Well, that's what I had to do several years ago. Once upon a time, I owned 5 pieces of property, and I thought, there's no way I'm going to try to do all this by myself, because I was surely making a mistake somewhere, so I started having it done at a place, and that's where I've been ever since. But anyhow, just so much to be done. I need some clear, dry weather for a few days, because I got to blow the gutters out. Last time it rained, the gutter was overflowing.
Was it supposed to rain the weekend?
I hope not. The gutters are not too high off the ground. The first time I tried blowing them out, it blew water all in my face. So I ordered me a face shield so that that don't happen anymore.
Yeah, I heard that. Hopefully I don't have any gutter problems, but I do have some outside stuff I need to do.
Ending battle at our house. One guy I used to know, he's passed away now, but his house had absolutely no trees, no bushes, no shrubbery, absolutely nothing. He could get on his lawnmower and get right up to the edge of the house, and he cut his grass about 3 times a week.
My problem is that same youngest daughter, I have to help her deal with all the problems at her house, so I don't get nothing done at mine.
We got some work we need to get done, too. Our back bathtub needs to be refinished. It's got a little rust spot around the drain, and I got to get on the phone and see if I can find somebody that will come and do that, because I do not want to have to tear all that out and redo the bathroom.
Not funny what kind of damage water can do.
True, you got that right. Anyhow, the house was built in 1956, and nothing's been done to the bathrooms. We did replace the toilets with better ones, but other than that, that's about it.
Well, this house my daughter lives in was my father-in-law's house. She ended up buying it. Well, sort of, kind of, but anyway. And she's had all kinds of plumbing problems, and it's 70 years old.
Bob's house, it was built in 1993. And I went under there about 7 or 8 years ago and just doing an inspection because she lived by herself. And I saw some little pinholes that come in the copper lines. I thought, oh, no. So I hired a plumber, and we got in there one Saturday and worked on it all day long. We tore out a bunch and replaced the pipes. And I remember it was kind of a scary time because they were giving severe thunderstorm warnings. And here we were under the house working.
Good.
That was a mess. Put in a water filter system, and so it made the water taste better. Anyway, far from home, so I hope you have a good rest of your evening.
Okay, Larry. KC4SKD, this is N4TLP. I'll be clear.
LP, we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
LP, N4ZLK.
N4TLP, go ahead, sir.
How you doing?
Well, run ragged, but it's just another day in the life.
Was back on a job today. I left the house at 7:30. I've driven 420 miles or so, and I'm still about 30 minutes from home.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking a little bit earlier. I was just thinking, I need to tell you that, you know, you make me, not that it's even ever a possibility, but you make me not ever want to retire.
Yeah, it was a lot easier working. Seemed like just long, you know, the long days, but I don't know. I feel like I've worked harder the last few months.
Just so you don't hear me don't mean I don't hear you.
Aren't you? Are you just not talking to me?
Well, I really don't talk much at all. It's kind of hard when the phone constantly rings, and as soon as you get on the radio, then the phone rings, and it's just a nightmare.
When I would be driving in the truck, and I'd, you know, not hear anybody on the radio or whatever, and then somebody would get on, or they'd call me, or I'd hear them, and so I'd call them, and as soon as I started talking, my phone would ring, but it hadn't rung all day.
I get a lot of stuff through email, which still comes through the phone, but, you know, I don't have to answer it and talk to somebody, but then some days it's just all I do is answer problems on the phone.
Wouldn't want to do that. You can have that.
I'm supposed to be holding my phone.
Headsets?
No, I have AirPods, but, you know, I have looked at those. Because when I'm in a box truck, these AirPods, depending on which ones of our trucks, some of them I can't hear people on the phone because the truck makes so much noise, some of them old ones.
One of those big headsets, I got an earpiece that I've used for a long time. I've actually been through 3 or 4 of them because after a while they just, well, actually what really happened is I carry them in my front left pocket. Got in the habit of that because I didn't like having it in my ear the whole time. So if I get a phone call, I pull it out, stick it on my ear, and when I get done, I turn it off and put it back in the pocket. Well, I'd forget about it, and I had a couple of them that went through the washing machine.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand what you're saying, but from my perspective, you know, that would just be one more thing for me to have to do, and I don't need no more things.
Maybe you could request a desk with no wheels and just stay in the same place.
Well, I can request right on, but I don't believe it would happen.
I'm talking to Larry, and I made a stop real quick at my son-in-law's or my daughter's and dropped something off, and now I got to run in. I need to take a bathroom break here, and I might as well fuel up here while I'm here. So I'll let you go. Hope you have a good evening, and I'll make it home here and eventually. N4TLP, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I heard you earlier say you were going to pay attention to traffic, so I didn't say anything. But anyway, be careful. Good to hear from you. Now I'm sitting behind multiple blue lights, so I don't know what kind of wreck I'm behind. But anyway, I'll chat with you later. N4ZLK, N4TLP, I'll be clear.